Noted, this is Ken's study journey audio articles. How do I plan my AL study and exams 2022 with my planning system? I am Ken, a Chinese senior high AL student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to Ken's study journey audio articles. Planning plays a significant role in your AL exams since you will know how many days are left until the next exam. I have used some tools to plan my exams.Since I have a good time management and planning skills, I usually finish my tasks in advance, so I will have a sense of achievement as well as more free time. I have talked about how did I plan and prepare for my AL exams in my last article, but I will mainly talk about my planning and time management methodology here. Today I am going to talk about my planning methodology that can help me to study productively.And prepare for the AL exams. Let's jump in. First, I'm going to explain why you need to make plans for your study tasks. Your time during the day is limited, in which you need to do the things you want. So, it is essential to make your day-to-day plans to avoid wasting your time. You always need to complete your study tasks whatever the deadlines are.If you finish your tasks on time or much earlier, you will have more free time during the day or week. So, this not only saves your time on your tasks, but also generates a huge sense of achievement. In contrast, if you cram or leave too many tasks until deadlines, you will rush to make your projects finished. This will lower the quality of your projects and hence they will become less effective in your exams. For example,I have already finished filling out my UCAS for file before my teacher teaches other students to open an account and fill out their profiles. So why is this? When my teacher lets us start our UCAS accounts by ourselves in our free time, I have set my virtual deadlines, so I finish this as soon as possible. Now, move on to some tools and gears I am using to plan my study journey.I have made my tasks list, progress and events list, study planner, study timer, and integrated planning system to effectively make my study plans. The first one is my task list, which shows the tasks I need to do during the day. I always follow my list so I will not be distracted internally. For example, unless someone tells me to do something else, like answering classmates' questions,I always follow my task list strictly. The task list of the day is arranged and made yesterday's night just before sleeping time. This includes time ranges and tasks in each time range. The second item is projects and events list, which stores my upcoming exams, competitions, activities, projects, and homework. You need to list your projects, exams,competitions and activities, so you will be clear about your tasks and preparation work you will need to do. For example, during the AL international exam season, I list all of my upcoming exams using syllabus code / component code in a chronological order like 9709/33 for pure maths. You can use my study planner, which will be introduced later, your notebook or a piece of paper,to list your upcoming projects and events. As well as the exams, I also write down my upcoming competitions, activities, and projects, including IELTS writing homework and UCAS personal statement first draft. The next tool I use is my study planner. It integrates some planning features like daily goals track list, projects and events list, and items track lists.I have put my daily goals, projects and events list and items track lists on my planner. It is a web-based app I have programmed to demystify my study planning process. Some important feature in this app I enjoy is the colorful interface, calculating and displaying how many days are left until the next event and the calendar beside the events list. The colorful interfaceCan let me know my status of the day, and the day's left counter stimulates me to prepare for upcoming exams. For example, Some mugs turn red or orange when there are some upcoming events. They turn green when I have no upcoming events. The calendar helps me to see my status more easily. The red dot indicates that this day contains exams. I also use my study timer to limit my studying time. Every task and exam paper has time limits, so you need to do your tasks within the time range. So study timer is used to ensure that I am concentrated and can finish my tasks on the task list on time. You can use some online timers such as timeanddate.com or download my program study timer. The last one is my integrated planning system. In order to ensure that all of my daily goals are achieved during the day, I have invented an integrated planning system. It ensures that most tasks on my task list satisfy with my daily goals. This is checked after building my task list for the day. Therefore, my daily goals and task list are connected to ensure the achievement of my goals. Now, let's talk about my planning methodology. There are several steps you need to do to plan your study and exams. The first step is to list your upcoming exams, projects, and study tasks. With your projects and events list, you will be clear about the tasks and preparation work you will need to do, so you will make your correct tasks list. You can list them on your notebook, Khan Study Planner app, or a piece of paper. Then, create a list and list all the tasks you need to do later. You can write them down in your notebook or on a piece of paper. I call it tasks pool, since they will be allocated to some daily task list later on. For example, you may need to write a personal statement for UCAS applications with several drafts, reveal knowledge for exams, and make decorations at your home. Once you have created your task pool, listing all the tasks you will need to do later, you can pull tasks from it, and then allocate your tasks to your task list of some days. First, you need to arrange time blocks during the day, for example, from 8:30 to 10:30. Then fill in your tasks with the correct time blocks. I recommend you to allocate tasks which has more time than the time blocks, since you will need to continuously to do your tasks, especially solving mathematics or computer programming questions. Finally, check your task list against your daily goals, making sure that you can achieve all your goals during the day. After setting up your task list for the day, you will need to do your tasks according to your list. Put a tick once you have finished your tasks. I always immerse myself into studying, since I only need to clear my task list to finish my necessary tasks. After a day, you will have a sense of achievement if you finish a majority of tasks. You can postpone your unfinished tasks and put into tomorrow's task list or put them back to the tasks pool. Now, let's talk about my tips for planning your study and exams. In order to achieve your goals and clear your task list as soon as possible to maximize your effort and make more progress, you first need to reduce procrastination and finish your tasks on time. Procrastination is to delay or postpone your tasks you need to do now into a future date like tomorrow. Again, if you leave too many tasks until deadline, you will lower the quality of your tasks and make too much pressure on yourself. Always do your tasks on time or in advance to make more free time for yourself. In the past few months, I finally discovered that having a work-life balance can enjoy fun during the studying process. Studying all day long can make the brain exhausted, and some relaxation activities should be used. However, I have some special ways to relax, to have fun, while not missing every study opportunity. Remembering English words using QuizNet flashcards, writing articles on my website, discovering and sharing knowledge points in real life, reading blog articles, listening to English audio, and doing my favorite computer science research. Discovering and sharing knowledge can fully remember and understand knowledge points. Writing articles can enhance my writing skills, and reading mock articles can enhance reading skills. For example, when I was going to Guangzhou City Center at Zhujiang New Town and Canton Tower for sightseeing in the evening, I have discovered a physics knowledge. You can relax to a suitable extent, but don't be over-relaxed. You will be less concentrated on your study tasks if you indulge with your relaxation tasks like games and videos. Okay, this is the end of the article. Thanks for listening. The annual international exam or school assessment is in progress. I hope you can study diligently and get outstanding results on your GCSE, IGCSE, or annual exam. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you cannot understand my articles, feel free to contact me and I'm here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye!